This talk will provide two things. One, methods for cooling off when someone or something at work really makes you mad. And two, suggestions for using anger constructively to set boundaries at work.
As experts in the area of workplace relationships, we are very aware of the many ways in which people and situations at work can trigger angry feelings. Here's a few. Someone may take credit for your work, or a coworker may dump his or her assignments on you, or a boss may yell at you, provoking you to yell back. You may be cut out of a meeting, or someone may accidentally forget to give you important information. Maybe a deadline may suddenly be pushed up. How about a vendor may fail to show up at a crucial moment? Or you could be kept waiting by a client or coworker who never shows up. Or someone can be dismissive of your accomplishments. Or a colleague may ridicule you in front of others. Or you may get blamed for something you didn't do. These examples are just the tip of the iceberg. And the anger you feel does serve a purpose. It lets you know that someone or something has crossed a line.